Hello, welcome back to Just Getting Started. I'm Dr. Kanika Tomlin, Deputy Mayor of the beautiful city of St. Pete, and I'm so excited to be here with you again today to talk about all the many wonderful things that are happening in our city and the fact that we are just getting started. With me today is Alan Delisle, who is the city's City Development Administrator, which means he wears many hats. One of the most important being he guides, scouts, and leads the city's development efforts as we move along our continuum from great city to iconic city. And we've had some pretty incredible things unfold recently, not the least of which, Alan, is this Tropicana Field Site RFP.
Yes.
You must be excited about that.
Very excited. Very excited. The first place that I pulled into for some reason was the parking lot of the Trop site on my first day on the job here.
Yeah.
And I remember just pulling the car in there and just kind of sitting in that parking lot and looking around and saying, wow, this is not right.
Right? This could be so much more. Huh?
Yeah, it could be so much more. And, you know, the mayor and you and others have been working this very hard for several years now. So we are excited that the RFP is out.
Well, we're well on our way to realizing that thought that this could be so much more. It will be so much more. I'm excited to talk to you about it today. Before we get into the Trop, I just want to give listeners a sense for what is on your plate on any given day, Alan, because, man, you have a lot of plate spinning. So let's talk about your administration. It includes transportation, planning, development. Help me, come on.
Economic development. Real estate
and property management.
Enterprise facilities.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the Trop, the marina, the airport.
Coliseum.
Gardens, Coliseum, that sort of thing. And then events.
And events. All right, Alan. So you came to the St. Pete scene at a really critical time where a lot of things were coming into place and coming to life and development. So critical. And you bring a lot of expertise to it, and we're excited to have you here in our community.
Oh, thank you.
For sure. So the Tropicana Field has been on the top of people's minds for a long time, and this RFP just went out, but there's not a thing new about it. We've been working on it for some time. Mm-hmm. Let's recap for our listeners some of the steps that led up to this request for proposals going out way before we decided it would be developed. We talked with our community about what would be developed.
Right. Well, I think for me, it started with the first plan. And the first plan was with the stadium on the site. And so we went through about a year's worth of discussions. Then we had a pretty aggressive outreach effort as part of that planning process with our consultant. So we had several community meetings, individual discussions, one-on-one discussions with people, and got as much input as we possibly could from the city and from the surrounding neighborhoods. And then instead of doing one plan, we did two plans.
And why is that?
Well, because we had to explore the possibility of not having a stadium
right
there
right
with the Rays. And so the mayor asked us to bring the same team back and to revise the plan and go back out with some more community input without the stadium. And, you know, the interesting thing about a site like that, as you know, is that it's in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It touches everything and everybody. And everybody and every, you know, organization has thoughts and ideas about it.
Big time. I mean, in our community, outside of our community, whenever the mayor and I are talking to other mayors or leaders from other cities and they ask what's on the horizon and we describe the Trop site, 86 contiguous acres of publicly owned land in the middle of our city, mm-hmm. adjacent to downtown, proximate to our emerging markets and communities, exactly on the cusp of where all of the development is creeping west, jaws drop. People literally salivate at this opportunity that we have to transform our community.
That is so right. I was thinking about this the other day. In my career, I don't think I've ever had a site as perfect as this. I mean, you know, it is 86 acres to die for in the county of Pinellas.
That's right.
Let alone the city of St. Pete. Because one of the biggest issues for us in economic development is that, is the lack of developable sites.
Right.
And you hear the county talk about it all the time, too. So all of a sudden, 86 acres adjacent to, you know, a vibrant, walkable, exciting downtown that, you know, gets all kinds of rave reviews across the country. And it's all owned by the public.
It's all owned.
It's all owned
by the community.
Right.
You know, that's such a key element of this value proposition, because as a city and a community envisions its future and envisions the type of city it wants to be, it certainly is based a lot in aspiration, but you also have to have the tools and resources there to make it a feasible, attainable goal. You have to have space to develop. You have to have the willingness to do it the way that's going to best serve the community. You have to have access to the capital and have reasons of other things happening in the community that would make other people outside who can escalate and elevate want to come be a part. And St. Pete has all of that. This is really a very special time. We're in a unique situation. I remember those community meetings that you were talking about earlier. When they were happening, these weren't just surface engagements. These were roll your sleeves up, community, come out, talk to us about this site, what it means to you, what it's meant to your history and your past, mm-hmm. what it means to your future. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that made me most proud, it's one of the things about which I'm most proud in all of our work together in our time of shared service to the city, is Mayor Kreisman's willingness and directive to our entire team to own that we haven't, as a city, always optimized that site for everybody in our community, but we were going to nail it this time. And we were going to fulfill promises made with the look toward future prosperity in a way that serves everybody who's interested in being served. And that's great.
Yeah,
I think it's very powerful to go into this development opportunity with that mindset, and it's going to make a huge difference in what we see come out of it.
You know, that is so right. And it makes me think that, I mean, the best projects that can happen in economic development are those that are embraced.
Yes.
And so it's not always comfortable. And sometimes it's even a little painful.
Sure.
But you got to let the whole picture unfold. Then that picture gets chopped up into like a puzzle. And then you got to put the puzzle back together.
Put the pieces back together.
And when you do that, and it's embraced by almost everyone, then you have something remarkable.
People see themselves in each piece. Yes. And the final picture that comes out.
Correct. And then there's ownership and the stakeholders and, you know, going through the peer experience and doing that with the mayor and with you and with the whole team. I think you were in the meeting one day, this was about a year ago, I said to the chamber, now just remember who the developer was for the peer.
Right.
When the peer unfolds.
Yeah. Hold up a big old mirror, right?
Right. It's the city.
It's the city.
So y'all private developers out there, you want some help? You know, we might be able to help you through some of these issues. But that's why in this case, it's a little different because you got 86 acres.
Yeah.
We really need the talent and experience and wherewithal of a master private developer.
International level. We're talking world-class opportunity here.
World-class. I mean, we're looking at, you know, some combinations of folks that are going to come together here, in my humble opinion, that, you know, probably, you know, far exceeds anything like it, you know, in this area in the past. But it'll take that, because if we do it well, you know, the city's not going to hand it over. It's a partnership. You've all made that very clear. And that's the best way to do it, because you get the best of both in that case. Then that's when the magic starts to happen.
So we did our homework. We started here at home, worked with our residents, our citizens, our businesses to envision what we wanted there, covered all the bases with the stadium, without the stadium, mm-hmm. tested feasibility, figured out the vision, and now it's ready for prime time. You just launched it. Is that right?
Just launched it. It's been out on the street about a week, and it's the talk of the town. It's the talk of the state. It's the talk of the nation. There are a lot of folks that have, in one way or another, let us know that they have the RFP and they're going to be part of it. They're not even saying they're looking at it. They're saying, no, we're in on this.
So this is development like on the scale of Hudson Yards in New York and other types of development, the Braves Stadium and development outside of Atlanta. They get a national look and unfolds over many years.
Correct.
Perhaps more than a decade. The Nationals development in D.C.
Yep.
comes to mind. What unfolded in Minneapolis comes to mind.
San Diego.
Add St. Pete to the list.
Correct.
So development, master developers who are looking at an opportunity like this, what are they doing now? Is they're thinking about St. Pete? Are we going to see them coming into our city? And will we know they're here? What's that look like?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's two levels to this, maybe more. But the first level is, okay, where is this site? And what are the economic indicators of St. Petersburg? And then what are the economic indicators of the Tampa region? And then what are the economic indicators of Florida? Right? So they'll look at, you know, kind of those fundamentals. Okay. Well, we know that those fundamentals are good. They're strong because we do the state of the economy every year and we measure those things.
That's right.
Last year, 41 out of 43 measures increased or went in the right direction. So we know that there's good progress there. And of course, we know, you know, St. Pete is where young people want to be.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, developers, businesses, you know, that's the first and foremost thing that they look at. And then spending power. They want to make sure that there's the ability to make money and people are going to come and participate in whatever is there. So we feel really good about that. Then they're going to look at the site itself.
Okay.
And Deputy Mayor, this is what's exciting for me is, you know, 86 acres of publicly owned land. You've already talked about that. In the state of Florida, taxes are pretty good for a company to be located there. You know, some people call St. Pete the Austin of Florida.
Right.
Right. Because of the young people and the great scene here. Strong higher education with research, USF, USF St. Pete. And then you've got water. You got Booker Creek going right through. So you're developing around water, which is magic.
People love that.
People love it.
And there are thoughts to activate that water, bring that up to a level where people can engage with it, get on it, right?
I thought the planning that was done, you really talked about that in a strong way. And of course, expanding green space around the water. We've talked a lot about park development there, which is extremely important. The other thing that they're going to find is that the infrastructure, the utility system is very strong because there's a baseball stadium there.
Right.
Right. Now, there will be probably some improvements and some changes to that. But for the most part, you know, you're walking into not a lot of spending on what usually would be a tremendous amount of spending.
Sure.
Now, what we do from a transportation perspective is also big.
Very critical.
Well, the mayor and deputy and you have all talked about that. Well, we've got BRT is a go. Right next to the stadium. And we're doing a study now on how do we best take advantage of mobility in and around downtown and in and around that site.
With multiple modalities, right?
Exactly.
Ties into our complete streets plan.
Yep.
Recognizes that people need multiple ways to get around and really lays the groundwork for continued research on mass transportation in a way that ties our community to the rest of our region and our state in a meaningful way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And then the history of the site, right? I mean, and its proximity to the neighborhoods. And, you know, how do we best connect that site to the rest of those neighborhoods in our city? That's manpower.
That's right.
From all different directions.
Absolutely.
And woman power.
And woman power. And everything that goes there will be anchor institutions that really infuse resources back into the community and becomes a place of hope and opportunity for everybody who touches the periphery of that area. I'm hoping that it will be seamless and there won't be an edge.
Right.
It will just flow one into the other, each one elevating the other.
Right. And that's a good point because, you know, you talk about seamless and other stakeholders participating. And you and the mayor have made it clear, and we have been talking with those stakeholders all the way through this process, whether it be St. Pete College or USF or USF St. Pete or Johns Hopkins or, you know, it's right adjacent to the Innovation District. which you know well.
Yes, I do.
And so, you know, what a tremendous opportunity to be next to the Innovation District and become part of the Innovation District, as well as part of South St. Pete and part of the Edge District, seamless, as you said.
And, you know, we've been working very hard with development here in St. Pete to have it be interconnected and interrelated one with the other. We didn't develop this construct in a vacuum. Grow Smarter, our comprehensive economic development strategy, which focuses on 5 targeted sectors where we believe we have the most opportunity to grow and expand, really is at the core and crux of what we envision here for research, life, marine science, data analytics, financial services. We believe that this site can really be a launch pad for the continued growth of that. You spoke about it earlier, 41 out of 43 indicators showing St. Pete moving in the right direction, positive trajectory. But let's just spend a second on the elephant in the room. You know, 6 months ago, TROP site, no brainer. It's like the Pistons couldn't be firing more solidly for St. Pete. Coronavirus places an impact on every consideration, certainly our economic considerations. What gives you the confidence to move forward, putting this out there now? You know what? I've been in the room, but let's help our listeners understand the conversations we've had with the mayor about why now is the right time.
Yeah, that's a great question. And have been asked that question recently quite a few times as well. There's really a couple answers to that. One is that this is a long-term project, right? This is not going to happen tomorrow.
That's right.
I mean, we're going to go through a long extended selection process for a master development team. We're going to have to take our time on that. We're going to have to make sure that we get the right partner, because if we get the right partner, then that place will hop. And so that's going to take a very long, that's about a year in the process right there. And then we've got to put a development agreement together. So we understand that the market has changed with COVID and probably will forever change to a certain extent. And so we are really looking forward to the development team and the respond to maybe some differences in the way they'll develop that site because of COVID-19. So we're looking forward to that innovation and creativity. But the fundamentals are still what they are in St. Pete, and those aren't going to change. And at some point, we're going to get through this, and we are going to be looking at demand. And one of the things that I always go back to is we did a market study, demand indicators for St. Pete, and it shows that we can anticipate about 100,000 square feet of new office development every year for the next 20 years. And I think residential was 1,500 units a year.
Wow, I remember that. Huge indicators.
Huge indicators. So, I mean, those don't go away.
Right.
And that's why there's so much interest in this RFP now.
Right.
Developers know that this isn't going to happen tomorrow.
This is actually an ideal time, especially given the character of our city and the way we move. St. Pete's not a city that rolls up its tent and packs up its bags and moves along. We're going to double down. And, you know, there are times of economic impact that affect certain regions of the nation or certain areas based on the industry. Or coronavirus is affecting our entire world, the whole globe. And so in that, as much as there's challenge, there's opportunity, because business will persevere. People will continue pursuit. People are reimagining everything and wondering where is the best place to chart new courses and new dreams. And how awesome is it that St. Pete's saying, right here.
That's right.
The world has not stopped. It's changed. It's different. And whatever the world looks like post-coronavirus, we will have an awesome next chapter of it here. No better place, no better time.
That's right. And I would just say, you know, from an economic development perspective, it is those cities that don't do what we're doing, which is moving now,
yeah,
that will get hurt the most.
That's right. This is the time to put foot on the gas strategically, but be ready. When people are seeking opportunity, we will have a place where they can lay root and write their next chapter. So, yeah, for sure.
And as you know, Deputy Mayor, I mean, a good indicator of that is that not one developer has walked away from any public-private partnership that we're doing right now.
That's right.
They've actually done just the opposite. They've stepped up and they've said, you know, no, no. If we're going to put a dollar somewhere, it's going to be in St. Pete.
And I've heard that from the EDC. I've heard that from the chamber. I've heard that from private developers. And Alan, I know this is the case for you because I'm in so many of the meetings you're in. We're as busy as we've ever been, if not busier.
Exactly. I mean, you know, things did not slow down at all with COVID-19. And we have continued to move the projects forward that you all had on the agenda. And whether it's the MSC building or the old police station or Tangerine Plaza, I mean, those are all being discussed right now. And nobody is saying, oh, COVID-19, let me get out of here.
We're hearing the opposite.
Yeah.
So we're forging on with certain progress in an uncertain time. That's not the only uncertainty around this project. I also have the Rays out there. People wonder how the decision around the Rays will impact the viability of this project. And is it a value proposition without them as it is with them or with them as it is without them? What do you think about that? Is that going to give developers heartburn or how are they dealing with the uncertainty around the Rays?
No, I don't think that will give them heartburn. I think that, you know, we have made it clear based on the two studies that we did that it could be with or without. And so we have to think that way. We have to be flexible. And so does the development team when they put their proposals together and when they talk to us, and they will. But, you know, the developers, they know that, you know, this is about the future of the city and it's about the future of the development of that site. And it's about bringing together the 21 principles that we've articulated in the RFP that we've heard in all those meetings that you've talked about. Those principles are going to be there with or without the Rays. We hope that it's with the Rays, and we hope that you know, something can be worked out that makes sense. It almost goes back to, you know, just sitting in that parking lot and saying, oh man, what a shame. Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's projects, as you've mentioned, all across the country that have done mixed use development in a wonderful way, created job opportunities for all people. And so it is more than the baseball team. It's more than the city. It's about the future. It's about job potential going forward for the residents of this city for years to come.
Yeah.
And Deputy Mayor, I know you've heard me say this so many times, I probably shouldn't say it again, but coming from Durham with the research park, I saw what the research park did for that community. That happened well before I got there. But I could see when they brought, you know, education, the business community, the city, and people and creativity, then that has driven the economy in Raleigh-Durham.
Continues to drive it.
Continues to drive it for the last 30, 40, 50 years, right? It's, I mean, back in the 50s is when they had this idea. Ours will be different. Ours will be more urban for sure, but it should be a huge economic engine when we're done.
I mean, when you have a transformational project like this, it becomes a compounding, self-perpetuating opportunity for advancement that just builds on itself year after year. We have to get the foundation right. And then it's going to just take off, a catalytic enzyme that's going to just continue to ignite in ways that we will initially imagine, but will blow our minds beyond our imaginations, the potential that it has for our people and for the transformation of our places and what it means to live, work, and play in St. Pete. I mean, this is not your first rodeo, Alan. You've been in Buffalo, you've been in Durham, you've been in Louisville. You've seen these catalytic enzymes take root and just really lay groundwork for important things to follow. And so that's what you're seeing here in St. Pete. That's what we're talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty hard to stay calm on this one because I just want to jump out of the chair, you know, and shout from the mountaintop. There's no question about that. And Deputy Mayor, I will underscore, I mean, one of the biggest lessons that I have learned is the importance of involving higher education.
Big time.
In these projects.
Yes.
You know, it's all higher education, but it does mean that they're a part of it.
Yes.
That they're driving research, that companies want to be around, and that we have a really strong job training element and a connection to our educational process And that's what Raleigh Durham did very well, better than anybody back in the 50s.
When you look back on these iconic cities and you wonder, how did it happen? There are milestones, pivots, where a certain person came to town and invested a lot of money, or a certain institution came to town and created a lot of jobs, or a new sector came. And that's what this is going to do. You talk about those 21 principles and how no one will be left behind. Those 21 principles really guide the work and have become the conscience of this project.
Yes.
And are non-negotiable. Really, anybody who is considering this project will understand that there is a way we do business in St. Pete, and that it's going to benefit everybody who calls this place home. And it's awesome that we can grow and grow our people. There's nothing mutually exclusive about it.
Yeah. And you know, the great thing, and I've been hearing this as well, and I know you've been hearing it, is that the development community loves it.
Yeah.
When a city takes its time and prepares and knows what it wants. And that was embodied in the RFP. Right.
Really well done.
It's very clear to a developer, look, there's not a lot of uncertainty here. This is what we need. This is what we want. If you're interested in that, if you can bring those elements. And I know developers get bad names sometimes, but there's so many creative, innovative developers out there that have done some incredible things. Like you said, it might be something we never thought about. So I can't wait to see the responses to this.
Yeah. And as you said it earlier, this is a long game and we're in it for the long haul. And just like this show, as it relates to the TROP RFP, we're just getting started. So stay tuned. If people want to be involved, there'll be many places for the community to intersect with this project, right?
Yeah, that's actually a great point, because after we select the developer, then there's another outreach process that takes place as they put the final plans together with us. So there's a whole nother outreach effort that is going to occur.
Every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
Excellent. Thank you, Alan, for all your hard work on everything, especially this, creating some really important work as we move from great city to iconic city. It's so exciting to be on this journey with you. And we are nowhere near done. We are just getting started.
Sounds good. Thanks, Deputy Mayor.
All right. You all be well. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.